Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to you wherever you are. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Welcome to Inside Finance, another program where we look at what is happening in the Ministry of Finance here in Grenada. And with me in the studio is Mr. Timothy Antwined, and we will be talking about a whole lot of things, budgetary retreat, debushing, and some other questions I want to pose to him today and have him answer and keep us informed of what is happening in the Ministry of Finance. We take a word from our sponsors, we come back, and we begin our discussion with Mr. Timothy Antwined, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acrobrop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acrobrop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. Good afternoon, Mr. Timothy Antwined.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Simon, and indeed to all of our listeners.
You know, it's always a joy to have you with me.
Same here. And pleasure.
To sit and chat and to discuss. I see you on the boss wearing the same shirts these days. I mean, if the people could see what they're seeing, I mean, you look good on it. And I see the boss look good. It is true.
I am merely taking a cue from my minister. And given it is the emancipation period, I decided to ditch the colonial tie at least for a day or two.
Wow. But it's nice. I mean, this Varia looked very good on you, and I'm sure it looked good on the boss because I seen with it, and it looked pretty nice with it.
Thank you. Well, interesting enough, in the last week, we had the Monetary Council, which is all the finance ministers, all of whom are prime ministers in the OECS. And every one of them, except one, was wearing a shirjack. So it seems as if it's contagious. And all of our leaders are catching on.
And which is a good thing.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, it's nice, though. I think when you see the Caribbean ministers working together like that, it gives you a good feeling, though.
It did. And some of us felt we were a little overdressed because our leader, we were in ties and our leaders were in short jacks. But they send the message.
Very, very clear. Now, I noticed the debushing program has commenced, and I understand people were paid last week, and I could see that people were shopping. How much was paid and to how many persons? In other words, how many persons are involved in the debushing program?
Right. Yes. So the first payment for debushing, which is really the first for the year, was last Friday, the 25th of July. We paid out around $2.3 million to just over 3,000 persons. So over 3,000 persons, we paid $2.3 million. And you're right, people were obviously money in hand, shopping and doing their thing.
That in itself bring a certain amount of edge to the economy.
Well, it does. I mean, it's immediate stimulation because they immediately spend and that gets circulated at the retail level. So you immediately feel it and you see it. So that's positive.
Very, very, very. I must say. Tell me something. Now, how many persons you said are working in the debush?
Well, for that first fortnight, there were just over 3,000 persons.
Would that number increase or decrease going forward?
I think the number will be maintained. So there'll be the second fortnight, which is ends just before Carnival. And then after Carnival, there'll be two more fortnights. So you will expect that number to be maintained or slightly increased.
Okay.
So that's going to be helpful, people with getting ready to send their children back to school and that sort of thing. Plus, I guess, just to spend in this period, it provides them with liquidity, with cash, to be able to meet some needs and to just enjoy themselves if that's what they want to do.
Let me ask this question, though. So far, how much money has government received for the homegrown program? Because I know that is quite an issue, but then I remember you talking to us about money government have to receive. How much money we have received so far for that program?
Right. So in terms of external support, government has received $48.5 million EC dollars. That is 8.5 from the IMF and $40 million from the World Bank, for a total of $48.5 million EC dollars.
But are this loan or grants? Is this something we had to pay back, or?
Yes, we do. They're soft loans, so we do have to pay them back.
What kind of interest rate are we looking at?
In the case of the IMF, the 8.5 million, the interest rate at the moment is 0%, so there's no interest rate. We have a grace period of 5.5 years, and after the 5.5 years, we have 10 years to repay. So essentially, 0% interest, 15.5 years to repay. In the case of the World Bank, we interest rate is 0.75%, so that's less than 1%, 0.75%. And we have a grace period of 10 years and then a repayment period of 30 years. So essentially, it's 0.75% and we have to repay in 40 years.
That's very lucrative for government.
It's extremely concessional. Outside of grants, this is the best you can get in terms of soft loan. This is really soft loans because the interest rate is almost zero. In the case of the IMF, it is zero. And in the case of the World Bank, 0.75%, that's less than 1%. If you think about interest rates here in Grenada, you pay 7, 8, 9, 10%,
yes,
maybe even more. So to be paying less than 1% or zero, and to be able to repay it over 15.5 years or 40 years in the case of the World Bank, that is extremely good. So we're happy about those terms.
Now, the question come to mind as you discussing this. How will this money be spent? Because that's always an issue. You receive these soft loans and grant, and people talk about corruption, people spending money where you're not supposed to, and people going to people's pocket. Could you give us some guidance how this money will be spent?
Well, all of the funds are sent to our central bank, first of all. And then from the central bank, we bring them into Grenada, which is the Ministry of Finance, the Treasury. The funds are being used for priorities by identified in the budget, very specific things that are approved. So, for example, some of that money will be used for airlift, support for airlift and marketing for tourism, because tourism is our number one foreign exchange earner. So it's a productive sector. Some of the money will be used, for example, we've just released another $400,000 for the Small Business Development Fund at the Grenada Development Bank. We've also just released $500,000 to the Grenada Development Bank for student loans, because they have demands for student loans. The bank did not have the money. They expect to get some money a little later in the year from the CDB, but the Prime Minister directed us to proceed because he did not want to wait. Obviously, education is a big thing for government, and he in particular is always very keen on education. And so we were instructed by him to make available $500,000 to the Grenada Development Bank so that they could go ahead and basically disburse for student loans. Because as you would appreciate, this is the time of year when students are getting ready to go back to school, late August, September, and they need the money at that time to pay their tuition and their fees, college fees and so on. We've also spent money on reducing unpaid claims. Small contractors, suppliers of hardware, for government, you know, supplies, construction material, school books suppliers have also been paid. Other small contractors, we've paid about almost $3 million to small contractors in the last couple of weeks. We've also been, obviously, the debushing, which we talked about a little while ago. Last week we spent $2.3 million on that. And then, of course, well, everybody knows the back pay was paid. That was $12.5 million, and that was paid in mid-July. So the monies are being used for high priority. Agriculture is getting its fair share. Support for agriculture, especially with the high demand crops, the things that are going on in marketing board and those sorts of things. So very, very purposeful, very targeted use of the money.
Persons may ask the question, you know, as I raised earlier, corruption. How are we making sure that the money is spent what it ought to be spent for?
Well, I think we have increasingly, and the World Bank and IMF would not disburse us if they were not satisfied that we have the systems in place to manage the money properly. That's the first thing. So they have checked our what they call public finance management systems, and they themselves are satisfied that the funds, we have the right systems and that the funds will be properly used. And thereafter, it is the onus is on all of us to make sure. So for example, the students who get their loans, that's our part. Now they must study and make sure they pass the exams. The people, the airlift and marketing and so on, obviously, we do our best to make sure we market the nation well And we've seen results already with that, I must say. So in terms of every cent is going to go where it is intended, and it is important for those who receive the money. For example, even the bushers, don't spend all of it, you know, put some aside or spend some on the books for your children. Don't just spend it all in carnival. You know, you want to tell them to use it wisely. It is their choice. You can't tell them how to spend the money, but you could advise. But that is for them to do. But it does have a positive effect, obviously, once spent in the economy.
Okay. Last week, you spoke about STAR, an initiative of government. Could you remind us of what STAR mean? Because I guess some person may have missed it last week. STAR. Talk to us about that.
Right. That's an initiative of the Ministry of Finance, which is gathering and momentum across the public service and even beyond the public service into the private sector. STAR is an initiative which means shared sacrifice, teamwork, accountability, results. So I repeat, the S means shared sacrifice, T means teamwork, A, accountability, R, results. And that is a framework that we are using in the Ministry of Finance to drive how we operate in this period of the homegrown program and even beyond. And as I said last week, we believe even in challenging times, even in dark moments, even in difficult moments, stars can shine. When we think about what Kirani has done, coming out of his own humble beginnings, as people might put it, and being so, you know, so outstanding and making us feel so proud. Every time he puts on the colors, we feel so proud. He represents us so well. He is a star. He may have come out of a difficult situation, and most people would say he didn't have a chance, but he's shining today. And it reminds me of the scripture when it was asked, can anything good come out of Nazareth? A lot of good will come out of this small country of ours called Grenada. So STAR is really to mobilize us, to energize us, and it's our mantra during this period of sacrifice, but also of achievement.
Now, with that, as you clearly stated, R stands for results. Now, what are some of the results achieved in respect to the 2014 budget? I'm sure that you had in the past week. Could you talk to us about where we are on that?
Right. So, yes, it's important for us to result. Accountability means that we must say what we're doing and we must report on what we've done. And obviously, the nation must hold us accountable for our actions, for our results. Before I come to the budget, let me just say, for the first half of the year, the economy grew. And in fact, for the second consecutive year, the economy is growing. You'll recall last year, the economy grew by around 2.7%. Actually, it's closer to 3%, which was the first time in a long time. Prior to that, we had negative growth for most of between 2009 and 2013, 2009 and 2012, we had the economy contracted every year except in 2011, when we had a small growth of, I think, 0.3%. And we refer to those years as the Great Recession. And I think everybody knows what was going on, not just in Grenada, but across the region and even the world. Last year, 2013, the economy grew. And again, this year in 2014, the economy is growing again. So that is positive. What is driving the growth? Tourism. In the case of tourism, for the first half of the year, arrivals are up by 18%. Agriculture has also recorded growth. It's also a bright spot in respect of output, increased production in fishing and in some other areas, nutmeg, cocoa, and so on. So we've seen growth in the economy. Education, principally St. George's University. And I might remind us that St. George's University accounts for about 20% of our economy. It's that big. SU has been growing. In fact, it has grown throughout the recession. Even when Grenada was declining in those years, the SU as a contributor to the economy was actually growing.
Wow.
So in the first half of the year, we've actually seen growth in the economy. Inflation has been low. In fact, inflation for the first quarter was negative 1.7%. Now, people might say, but I'm going to the supermarket and things seem to be going up and so on. Food inflation is different from average inflation. So let me explain. To find inflation, which is the price level in the economy, there's a basket of goods. It includes food, which is about 18% in terms of the weight in the basket. It includes telecoms, medicines, and so on. The main reason why inflation went down in the first quarter is because telecoms actually went down by about 20%. I think most of us know, most of us have cell phones, we know that the cost of calls has gone down. And that is, as a result of that, inflation actually went down. So inflation also was down. We do not yet have numbers on unemployment. We have to wait for the labor force survey to actually be able to establish what has happened. although anecdotally we know that there have been some increases. Of course, we've had some layoffs in a couple of the institutions. But overall, things have picked up in terms of economic activity for the first half of the year. We've had growth. So that's on the economic side. In terms of the budget itself, for the first 6 months of the year, we are very encouraged by our results. In terms of revenue, we were expected to collect $237.6 million. We actually collected $256.5 million, a difference of $18.9 million. So we did better than target. Now, please remember, we still have a deficit that we're trying to break down. So even though we collected more than target, that's good. It means that we're making good progress. But the reality is that we still have a deficit on the monthly operations. That has been cut by about half, from 18 million down to 10 million, almost 9 million. So that's positive. But we still have a deficit. So we're not out of the woods. We still have to keep working and stay disciplined with respect to the revenue measures and our collection and our tax administration and all of that. But revenues, we perform well. On grants, not so well. We were supposed to collect 37.5 million. We only collected 27.5 million, a shortfall of 10 million. So we have some work to do to improve grants. And I expect in the second half of the year, we'll see some improvement there. In terms of spending, we were able to keep spending tight. In fact, we came in at $240.9 million for the first 6 months of the year, which is $18.4 million less than our target. And that is even after paying back pay. So we've kept it tight because, of course, we must. And on capital expenditure, we spent $80.3 million, which is about 38% of target. So we will see capital pick up a bit in the next few months and so on. So overall, Pastor Simon, I will say that, well, the scorecard shows it, that we've seen an improvement in the fiscal situation, that the economy is growing, which is positive, and we just need to be disciplined and to stay the course, keep plugging away. And we'll see the results. Mm,
sound extremely good. Let me just remind our listeners, I'm speaking to Mr. Timothy Antoine, who is Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. Inside Finance is a program. Thank you so much for joining me today. We take a word from our sponsors, come right back and continue my discussion here with Mr. Timothy Antoine. I want to ask him about the budget retreat they had and what that was like, and coming out of that, what we should expect and in the coming year, 2015.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. I'm speaking to Mr. Timothy Antoine today, and it's a very interesting discussion. Now, Mr. Timothy, last Wednesday, government held a budget retreat. What were the objectives of the retreat, and what were the outcome of the retreat that you had there last Wednesday?
So we had a budget retreat, which brought together all the members of cabinet, of course, led by the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, and the senior managers, which are all the permanent secretaries, plus the heads of non-ministerial departments, like the Director of Audit, the Commissioner of Police, some of those non-ministerial departments and so on, with their finance officers. So we all came together with the Ministry of Finance to basically launch our preparation for the 2015 budget. The Prime Minister announced that the budget day will be November 28, 2014. So he's presenting the budget early. He made that announcement last Wednesday. The objectives were basically, one, to bring people to report on the first half results, some of which I just shared. What happened for the first half of the year in terms of budget? Two, to share the priorities for the 2015 budget and take strategic directions. What does the government want to focus on? And that sort of thing. And then the third area was to give people clear guidance on how we will prepare and present the timetable, when what has to be done to get us to presentation day, budget day on November 28th. So that was basically the objective. And I think we met those objectives. We had a good presentations. Deputy PS Mike Sylvester, the Director of Budget, Kim Frederick, and of course myself, we presented. The Prime Minister gave a clear statement on priorities and strategic direction, and then we had a good discussion on various points. So I think everybody came away much clearer on what the process will be and the time for the process. So for example, the ministries know that they will have to submit their submissions by early September, that the national budget consultation, if we're going to go forward with one this year, is going to be around mid-September, and that the budget itself will be presented at the end of November, and the timelines along the way to make sure we stick to that.
It seems that you're very clear on the objectives and where government is going. It seems that government is working very hard to ensure that success come in the year ahead.
Yes, and in terms of priorities, let me just say, the Prime Minister announced three major priorities. One, fiscal and debt sustainability. Obviously, we have to continue what we're doing with the fiscal work. We've seen some good results for the first half of the year. We have to keep going. This is a three-year program, not 6 months. So we have to be focused and so on. So everything we do for 2015 budget will be consistent with the program that we set. Okay, that's everybody has to be clear on that. The second major priority is human development. And that includes education, human resource development, health, youth development, social development, and housing. Okay, all of those are in the area of human development. And the third and final area is the building the new economy, which includes investments in the productive sectors such as tourism and agriculture, and also improving the business climate. So those were the three broad priorities that were set, the strategic priorities, and the budget will be around these three broad priorities.
It sounds good, and I like the direction the government is taking. Now, in reading the letter of intent, for which I think a lot of people know of, I noticed there are several pieces of legislation, which is law, to be passed under the homegrown program. What can you tell us about the upcoming legislation, and what should we expect in the coming months ahead?
Right. So in terms of legislation or new laws, throughout the homegrown program, as part of the reforms, as part of improving Grenada's economy, as part of restructuring the economy, as part of making the public service better, as part of facilitating the private sector more, there will be several new laws passed. Right now, we are working on procurement. Procurement is important because it is intended to ensure that government maximizes how it spends its money. You want to reduce wastage. You want to minimize corruption. You want to ensure that there's value for money. So procurement is a very important part of that process. So a new law for procurement and disposal of public property will be sent to Parliament very soon. So that's one. Secondly, public finance management. As SPARTA continue to improve public finance management, there will be a new law pass to improve to deal with public finance management. By that we mean how we spend money in the various ministries. Who is accountable for what? If somebody breaks the rules, how are they going to be sanctioned? How are they going to be punished? How are they going to be addressed? So for example, right now if somebody were to take government property and just sell it, they will have to face severe penalties, and those will be in the law. Public officers, PSs, permanent secretaries, are they accountable officers? They have to make sure that under their watch that they manage properly and that there is a full accounting for the use of government resources, assets, property, and so on. So that is an important area in terms of improving overall economic governance in the country and overall good governance. So you will see that come. And very importantly, two more and I'll stop, and that is the fiscal responsibility legislation. Throughout the homegrown program, discussions leading into the homegrown program, and since we've started, we've heard, okay, we know we have to make sacrifices, we know these things are needed even though they're tough. What we want to make sure is that once Grenada improves, we do not go back into the same situation, we do not regress. And what the government has said is that, absolutely correct, we will take steps to ensure that the government cannot overspend, the government cannot live beyond its means, that the government is responsible, fiscally responsible and prudent, and that will be done via legislation. So by the end of the year, there will be new legislation to deal with that, which is going to be a first for Grenada and probably the Caribbean. I stand corrected on that, but I'm pretty sure we are pioneering that area. And then the last piece is the improvement in business and the business environment to ensure that local and foreign investors can get through with their investments much faster and so on. And there'll be new incentive legislation for that. And that again will be done before the end of the year.
That's quite a lot to take in, but it is important.
Very important, and it's a lot of hard work for us and for the drafting staff in the Attorney General Office and the Cabinet and the Parliament. But in this period, that is what is required.
Challenging times calls for challenging decisions.
Correct.
Okay. Now, my final question to you, though, we're almost out of time. The Prime Minister has indicated government is attempting to reduce the level of unpaid claims. What is the current status with unpaid claims in the Treasury?
Unpaid claims is something that exercises the Ministry of Finance on a daily basis. It is too high. At the end of last year, December 2013, unpaid claims in the Treasury totaled $110.7 million. $110.7 million. Quite a bit of that, almost half of that, was for local contractors and domestic suppliers. So it's high. We also have in there debts to international and regional organizations like the University of the West Indies and like the Regional Security System and like the OECS Secretariat and CARICOM and other things in there. At the moment, at the end of June, unpaid claims had come down from 110.7 million to 97.4 million. And as of July 30th, unpaid claims were down to 88 million. So essentially, from the end of 2013 to now, unpaid claims have come down by $22.7 million.
Which is good.
Which is very good. Which is very good. So that's paying contractors, paying local suppliers, and so on. Now, clearly, Pastor Simon, we still have quite a lot to do. But we're heading in the right direction. And we are continuing to work on paying down unpaid claims. So, for example, beyond the local, and I mentioned several small contractors that were paid in the last few weeks with the monies that came in and so on, we've also had to make some of the payments to outside. So, for example, the University of the West Indies received, you know, close to $400,000. OECS Secretariat got something. The Regional Security System got something. Those are important institutions for us in Grenada, and we have not been paying them because we just did not have the money. So now we are making payments to them again. We have payment plans with Commonwealth Secretary and other international organizations, which are important because the benefits we get far outweigh, frankly, what we pay them in many instances. So unpaid claims have come down. As I said, from 110.7 million at the end of last year, right now they're down to around $88 million.
I must say, you have given us quite a lot to think about. We're out of time. Any quick thought you have, final thoughts?
Keep the faith. We're seeing results. We have to continue to work hard. Let us continue to pray and let us continue to work hard. And I believe as a nation, with God's help, we will succeed.
Thank you, Mr. Timothy Antwine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. You have been listening to a program, Inside Finance. And I do hope as you continue to work together to help build this country, we'll do our best every week to share with you information from inside the Ministry of Finance. Today, I was speaking to Mr. Timothy Antwine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Have a great day.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.